Good morning. This is Carrie Holloway, the Child Nutrition Director for Coleman ISD, and we're having our SHAC meeting, which is School Health Advisory Council. Today is April the 12th, 2024. Coleman ISD hired a food service management company 2 years ago, and when a CE uses the FSMC, the district has to have a menu advisory board meeting twice a year. So we're going to be combining those two meetings with the SHAC meeting and the advisory meeting. Paige Mixon is here with SFE, and she's going to discuss more about that.
Please. We have some mini cheer camp forms and some mini cheer camp uniform forms at the office if anybody's interested. Oh. And also we still have some yearbook forms.
So the purpose of the food nutrition menu advisory board is to ensure that the department is providing a variety of appealing and nutritious meals while supporting student performance in safe and effective manners. Our local updates here, as of Wednesday, April 10th, 2024, we had served 53,376 breakfast meals, 66,290 lunch meals. And then our upcoming promotions for next year, we have a bunch of them. August 19th is National Potato Day, so we'll be serving a chili cheese baked potato for lunch. August 23rd is National Waffle Day, so we'll be serving blueberry waffles with sausage. September 16th, this day is subject to change depending on district policies. But Grandparents' Day is that Sunday, so we wanted to celebrate Grandparents' Day by serving cinnamon rolls and sausage patties for breakfast and inviting grandparents to join the students. On September 18th, it's National Cheeseburger Day, so we'll be serving a bacon cheeseburger. October 4th is National Taco Day, so we'll have breakfast tacos for breakfast and chicken tacos at lunch. October's produce of the month is apple, so the 21st, we're gonna serve an apple fruitle for breakfast. That'll be yummy. On Halloween, we'll have dirty pudding cups like normal. And then our big traditional Thanksgiving dinner is planned, but is subject to change for the date that it's planned right now. Our summer program, the school board delivered a letter to opt out of summer feeding program, and SHAC approved and signed off on that. So we will not do a summer feeding program this year. Students and children of the community may go to Santa Ana for free summer meals. Any questions or concerns?
Good. Sounds good.
Okay. Next will be Debbie Rosales, the school nurse.
Okay. We just received a lot of Narcan for the fentanyl overdose. We haven't done a training, but all the instructions are on each box, and we got several. Also, Officer Smith has several on the high school campus, and we have 5 people that have already been trained on the Narcan. And then the hospital provided us with a de-choker that we keep in the cafeteria. It's a one-time use. They said if we ever have to use it, hopefully we won't, they would replace it with another one. But it's pretty neat. Instead of doing the Heimlich, this is something you do. You put the mouthpiece over and then pull out. And they say it's very effective without having to do the Heimlich. So, and I've already done the training, junior high and elementary, with the de-choker.
So, who all was trained? Like the aides that are in there?
Yes, that's who all was trained. And of course, Suzanne's already in there, so she was trained. But I think I have 20 people on my list, 15 or 20. I didn't bring it, but they've signed.
And we do have a policy that we're going to go out in August with this, and it's going to be back to school training for everybody. So
for the Narcan.
Yeah, it's pretty easy and quick. But
yes, and it's a one-time dose, too. It's just a nasal spray.
Okay, is that it?
Yep.
Anybody have any questions on that? Okay, Chaney Schaffner wasn't able to attend. She is with Texas A&M Agriculture Life Extension. So she sent me her notes on what she has been doing with the district. Coleman Elementary is currently participating in the Walk Across Texas, first through fourth grade. And then Fun Food Fitness for third and fourth grade. And Color Me Healthy for Head Start and Pre-K. She said that they had a parent engagement program called Dinner Tonight and Family Meal Time on March 18th, and they had a real good turnout on that. She said that there should not be any problems completing all these programs. And in June, the Coleman Elementary will receive a banner that they will be considered a healthy school recognized campus. And then Every Kid Health Week is going to be April the 22nd through the 26th. She would like to do something during that week, a handout or something to involve the kids in that too. So that's all of that. And then Catherine, do you have anything?
Wish somebody would send an email telling us we had a meeting. <We're>
Okay, we'll go to Zach since he...
No, let me get started.
Go ahead. Okay, well, Catherine, do you have anything?
I am Catherine Brasino with Maximus for Texas Health Steps and Texas Star Program. So we assist the families who receive Medicaid, help them choose health plans, find providers, schedule appointments. We're out in the field. We attend health fairs, resource fairs. We give presentations. Coleman County Medical Center, Texas AgriLife, and TxDOT are putting on a car seat checkup event and resource fair on April the 25th from 3 to 6.
You're recording.
They're going to be set up in the parking lot, and I've got the car seats there. And if you want to, like, have some sort of table or resource table set up, you can reach out to Cheney or to Amanda Smiley.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay, Amanda Smiley. Either one of them can take the registrations, but we encourage the families to go out there, especially if they have their booster seats or car seats. Any kiddo that's under 4'9", go get them checked. And I know how it is, especially in small towns. Like, we're a little more lax about it, but go get them checked, make sure they're in the right.
Especially for those that are not newly purchased, that are old or hand-me-downs, so we can check recalls and stuff like that.
Yes, they'll check for defects, they'll check for recalls, and they'll check the expiration date on the car seats too. And if there's anything off about the car seat, they will replace it. So whether it's a car seat, an infant carrier, a car seat, or the booster seat.
Yep. It's best to have the child present so we can take weight and height. Because if they're in a car seat that is not appropriate for their weight and height, we will replace it.
Yes. They'll get it taken care of. I think for Coleman County, that's the only thing. Has anyone heard about the shoe event that they do in the summer?
I'm actually on the Boys and Girls Club board, and Donna Phillips came by. And she's with the Coleman County Together.
Yes.
And I think we're all going to partner together in August. And I have the date. It's on my phone. I will get it to y'all. But we're going to try to have the Back to School Bonanza. And it's going to be hopefully located at the new Boys and Girls Club.
Oh, nice.
That way it can be an opening and have everything there for back to school and let the kids have the opportunity to sign up. And so they're going to have a feeding program there also. It'll start in August, and it'll go through next summer.
But that'll be good.
Yeah, and so they're going to have the shoes there and all the school supplies.
Okay, cool. We got to go. I missed it last year because it was a little bit earlier, I think. It was in July.
Yes.
And so when I came back from vacation, I started looking for the dates on it, and it just passed. But we would love to set up a table because it's a really, really great event. And we talked to lots of families while they're waiting.
Yeah, and I'm thinking it's the first week of August, August 3rd, but I'll let y'all know.
Cool.
It's going to be good.
I don't have anything else.
Anything else? Anybody have any questions on that? William?
Yeah, my name is Bill Bohannon. I'm a public health educator. I work with the state, and this happens to be one of my counties, and we do some of the same similar things that Catherine here does as well. we would like for you to, I've given you a handout of some of the basic topics that we touch on.
Mm-hmm.
We can come in and do things like oral health presentations. I just did that in a rural ISD just a few weeks ago with 67 kids, third and fourth graders. And we do stuff like that. We can do some presentations to your parents and reference to suicide. Currently, it's just parents. I'm certified to do that training as well, to talk to parents to see if they want to find out more information about what signs to look for and what numbers they can call and get assistance and things. We have programs talking about e-cigarettes, smoking, really give the high schoolers some real current information on all of that kind of stuff and why there's some dangers involved in that. But the list just goes on. And so when you're thinking about things you want to incorporate in your school system, elementary and or high school, please keep us in mind. And mm-hmm. If I can't personally do that or my system can't, we'll go out and find out who might be able to assist. We all work as a team.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Well, good. Anyhow. We all do a lot of the same things.
Yes.
Like, if they're not available, we can go do it, too.
Right. We back each other up.
Or another agency.
Yeah.
Good deal. So,
glad to be here.
Thank
Look
you for coming.
Look forward to coming each time.
Now, Zach Eddington, the PE coach.
We're currently with Chaney doing the walk across Texas with PE. She's also been coming in once a week giving nutrition lessons as far as the last time was hydration, kind of what's good for your body, staying off all the sugary drinks. She's done. Last week or this week we kind of did more of a fitness type deal, and she did a worksheet with them as far as, you know, screen time, you know, like a, I don't know if it was a survey because I had a group, but talking about screen time and you know, how we need to limit that. We're also, like, we're getting ready for our field day event. That's, so we're kind of pushing. We've been on the track a lot when the weather will allow us, and just the benefits of exercise. But other than that, I mean, no really special programs that we've got going other than working with Chaney and the 4-H end of it, or the county. But she still has, I think, two lessons that she's going to come in and talk with the third and fourth graders. And, like, she gave them water bottles the other day, every student first through fourth, on, you know, after we gave the hydration lesson. And that's about it.
Okay.
As far as outside of PE.
Does anybody have any questions on that?
Nope.
Okay, Joy is going to talk about the triennial assessment.
Yes, that
Oh, and we're doing fitness gram testing too, which that's state mandated. So it's more or less we check, like, their cardio endurance, their muscular strength, and their flexibility. There's five tests that we have to give. We give a pacer test, which it's on a time, it dings, and they have to make it 20 meters. And then when it dings again, they have to run the other way for 20 meters, and it just assesses their cardio and gives them levels of, you know, hey, you're on target where you need to be, or if you get, like, below a certain number, hey, we need to work on that and get better at it. As far as muscular strength, we just do a push-up test. Same thing, it's on cadence, which it's not terribly hard. Like, those kids have to get like 8, but they have to be perfect. I mean, it's tough for some of them. We also do a core test where they do, like, a more or less in between a crunch and a setup, they have to get so far. And flexibility, we do like a trunk lift where they lay on their stomach and lift, and then we do like a shoulder stretch test to test all that. So fitness gram is another thing we're doing right now. Other than that, that's it.
Good deal. We have the triennial assessment that's due. We have to do our update our wellness plan every 3 years. And so that's something we're going to do here in the next meeting.
And we'll have to do a survey and go through a checklist. And but we will plan that sometime here in the future. So
our next meeting will be in the fall of 2024. Does anybody have any questions on anything? Anything they want to discuss? Okay, the meeting is adjourned.
Good deal.